Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us on this Friday before Memorial Day.
I'm just celebrating, sorry.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's like Thanksgiving in some ways.
Yeah, but you can grill the turkey and not have to cook it inside.
You know what? No, and this is the reason why. We've been doing this for months.
Okay.
All right. Now everyone knows how I feel about, you know, the Penn State Sports Network experience and so forth, which is incredible. I've done local radio for 32 years of my life. This has been the single greatest local radio experience I've ever had.
This is the best. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Absolutely. So, you know, believe me.
I'm happy.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah, right.
My job is to make sure you're happy.
Yep. Yeah, well, not so sure about that. You know, I mean, this is a partnership and a team. This is what we have. This is what I like. When I got into broadcasting, I wanted to do games. I wanted to do games. In fact, today I was sent, believe it or not, I was sent DVDs today of Jack and me doing play-by-play of Joe's final game. And I was also sent one of a basketball of Dick and me doing an Iowa Penn State basketball game. I always wanted to get into something where you felt like you were part of a team, where you weren't, you know, there wasn't a lead guy. I mean, you have to have certain roles in what you do. And that's what I always wanted to get involved with. And I found that when I finally got the chance to work with Jack. And I found that when I started working with Dick. I mean, nobody really has a better situation at all in major college sports than I do with the two people I work with. I mean, nobody does. I mean, anywhere, anytime, any network, nobody does. In terms of the quality of the individuals, the friendships, and what they bring to the table. Penn State fans are so lucky that they have two guys like that that bring meat and potatoes to the table every single time, right? Where they allow you to learn more about the game as you go along. You feel when the broadcast's over, well, I know more than I did before because of what they do. And that's what I always wanted to get involved with. And I found that in the Big Ten with the various Big Ten network people I've worked with, which has been great. Now, on the local level, Kevin's been like that. And Kevin's been like that. And Sarah's been like that. And Matt Farron's been like that. And Sean Carey's been like that. And Mark Lawrence has been like that. I mean, all of them. This is what we have, that kind of partnership, friendship. And it comes across on the radio. It comes across on the show. That's why the fans we have, and I'm sure they're both enjoying this right now, but the fans that we have, I think, can hear that come through. Oh, we may disagree on sports, and then, you know, and Kevin, of course, yesterday, I mean, acting like it was an innocent seal on an island the way he went after NASCAR. But, I mean, still.
If we agree on everything, it's no fun.
No, it's not fun at all. And that is what we have experienced over the months here. And we're going to get a brand. We're going to get a new Friday sponsor next week.
Actually, right now.
Well, right now, as a matter of fact. Well, perfect. Even better. Even better. And, you know, that's what we have here. And that's why, see, this is why we're local radio becomes so effective. I mean, people have called in and they've asked, you know, what's the status of Curtis Dukes? I've told you, he's back with the team practicing again. He's in the workouts with Fitz right now. What's the status with Rob Bolden? Still here. What's the status with Curtis Drake? Not here. Not with the football team. You know, we answer these questions for you. And we're open and direct about it because we have the resources to give you that kind of information. And that's what we're trying to do with the show, to make the show special for you. And make it worth listening to. You know, let it all hang out there on the line. You know, try to get a guest like Vince Welsh on from the Indianapolis 500. We've had Bill O'Brien on the show five times now. We've had Patrick Chambers on the show, what, I don't know, four or five times now. Coquise Washington's been on. Cale Sanderson's made one appearance. Guy Gadowski, we'll have him back on again Wednesday. Talk about the Penn State hockey schedule. You know, I mean, so we've tried to you know, Dick Girardi, not just for basketball, but from the Kentucky Derby, from the Preakness. You know, NCAA tournament. We had every Big Ten announcer on that was involved in postseason play, from Mike Grimm at the NIT championship game. They didn't win it. Stanford won it. But we had Mike on from the NIT championship game at Madison Square Garden, to Paul Keels on Ohio State, to Matt LePay on what Wisconsin was doing. I mean, you know, and then we had the show, for example, where we had every Big Ten coach on and six different players on talking about how their spring practice went. So this is what we've tried to do. We have tried to bring that into your car, into your living room, into your workplace, to give you something that other people cannot give you. Pure and simple. And Kevin, of course, is a huge part of that. And it's, you know, and look, it's the vision of Roger Haddon. It's his vision that has made all of this happen. And we're going to continue on with more. I mean, we're going to have another, you know, we're going to have a couple of guests on Tuesday. I can tell you one of them, Jason Dombach of the Spikes. We'll leave the other one off the table for the moment. And Kevin and I have our reasons for that. And then we're going to have Guy Gadowski on Wednesday's show next week. But this is what local radio does. Too much syndication across the planet. That's why this station is so significant. You know, when you have the news team of Mark Farron and Ali Stevens, and you know, and what Mark Lawrence does, and of course, you know what I think of Sarah. I mean, that is what, you know, it makes a difference. You can do homogenized, oh, great, they're talking about Dwayne Wade again. Talk. We'll talk about Dwayne Wade at some point, but in moderation. People want to know what's happening with their team. That's why we've had Joe Susan on a couple of times now with Bucknell. You know, why we've had the Bucknell basketball coach on, the new women's coach has been on. Yeah. Kevin's various broadcast partners, just so they, you know, feel like they have an outlet.
To work with somebody who's really talented. That's what they feel. That's what they tell you.
What? You okay?
No.
This is what we've tried to accomplish. All right, this is what we've tried to accomplish, and it's just we have much more in the tank. Much more of the tech. We're going to have a great summer, and then, oh, when we get to football season. Just scratch the surface is exactly right. I mean, we had every Big Ten basketball coach on previewing the Big Ten basketball tournament. We've had analysts on all over the place, you know, different things. And then we've opened up the lines. What you think out there, believe me, you know, I know there are moments on the show, you experience, where people sit there and they listen to what's going on. Okay. I understand that. But I want to tell everybody out there, we cherish the phone calls. Your input and the direction you want to take it of what you want to listen to and you want to ask about is very important. And when people have called and asked about what is the status of Curtis Drake, what is the status of Rob Bolden, what is the status of Curtis Dukes, we told you exactly what's going on. What was the status of Sean Oakman at the time? We've told you what's going on. Now, the recruiting stuff, I can't, only because it's an NCAA violation. You notice when we have high school coaches on, I usually have being is I think we don't need me doing that and crossing a line. Love to. I would love to talk about recruiting. I could talk about recruiting in general terms. What are they going to positional balance and things like that? What are they looking at? What states are they looking at? How's the recruiting divided? What region do they have of the state? Things like that. You know, how many scholarships to the program, the Penn State football program, through this show is far more valuable than risking it by hey, I know about this, that, and the other thing. I can't get, you know, you want to be smart about what you're doing with this. And that's what we're trying to do is be smart about. So that's even when we have high school coaches on, you notice that Kevin will do the majority of the talking with them. But it's been a great experience. It's been a great experience so far. And the journey has just begun. And wait till you hear Monday's show.
Listen, I will say this. I'm not one to part with an opportunity to have food. But if you're having a cookout around 3 or 4 o'clock, and you don't have the radio on, and you're a Penn State fan, you should. Drop the grill for just a few minutes. Don't worry about that. If you're fishing, bring the radio with you there. This is well worth the listening time that you'll spend on Memorial Day.
Yeah. So that's what we have. It's we've called it Joe Paterno, his own words. Talks about his life. And you will hear things on there. It's not just Joe. We have sprinkled in some other interesting comments and highlights along the way. This is a recordable one. Show today being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Soup Supermarket. And it's perfect to get Brewers Outlet on now. It's Memorial Day weekend. 1-8, you know, and today's an open line Friday. I want to have some fun and talk to the listeners. I want to know what is on your mind. I don't care if it's the Phillies, the Eagles, the Steelers. I don't care if we talk about the Pirates, baseball in general, the comments we made this week, NASCAR, IndyCar. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever's on the plate, Stanley Cup playoffs, Sixers, Celtics. I don't care if we talk about the Miami Heat. It's whatever you want to talk about. This is your show. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. I think the part on the show that I have more fun with than any other portion of the show is when I talk to you, the fans. We have had one great caller after another on this show. One great caller after another where they ask great questions, they're intriguing, make you think, take a different angle, find something that's a little nugget. It is I have discovered a highly intelligent audience on many levels here. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Kevin and I return in a moment. Steve Jones Show, sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And, of course, always remember we are at the Chateau. And when you're at the Chateau, you know that means Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in beautiful USFL territory called Hummel's Wharf. Back with more after this.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the Beverage Supermarket, Sunbury wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Sunbury Motor Company, a tradition of trust since 1915. We have the largest selection of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, and Kias anywhere. You want a new Ford? You got it. A 2012 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, just $232 per month. And it gets 38 miles per gallon. And if you really want to save mileage money, come get a new 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with 40 miles per gallon on the highway for just $292 a month. Swing on over to Sunbury Motors Kia and try on a new 2012 Kia Forte four-door sedan for just $18,230. And when it comes to used cars, well, just head over to sunburymotors.com and search our huge selection of pre-owned vehicles where you can use our black book and take the guesswork out of trading in your old car. We give you easy access to the most up-to-date internet car buying tools. There's a reason we're number one. So come check us out today at Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, located at 943 North 4th Street in the Auto Plaza, or Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or go to sunburymotors.com.
Welcome back to the show, being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
It's Memorial Day.
It's a busy place today.
Let's think about beverages.
Looking forward to that very, very much. Ah, so, yes, coming up on Monday, just take a moment. We'll just, let's see, what would be a good one here? Monday, Joe Paterno in his own words, okay? This is just a little sample, for example. Well, you know what? Well, I'll play this first. What do we think, Kevin?
Yeah, Mike go ahead. First? Yeah, no, go ahead.
Let's get Mike first.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, okay, here. This is a sample of what you're going to hear on Monday. Joe Paterno sits down with Rip Engel. Beaver Field is on the west side of campus near Rec Hall. It's time then to move to the east side. Expand it from 30,000 to 46,000 seats. And Joe tells Rip,
when I came here, we got 20,000 people in the game. It was great. And we were over on the other end of campus, and to show you how smart I am, when Eric Walker wanted to move this place over, and Rip Engel told the staff, I said, Rip, you got to fight him. You got to fight him. It'll ruin college. It'll ruin our football program. Come over here. That was 80,000 seats. I'll go.
I love that line. I love the way he ended that. With that, that was 80,000 seats ago.
Well, that's some of what you're going to hear starting at 3 o'clock on Monday. Joe, in his own words, from Brooklyn to talking to his parents to everything, all right? And some of the great play-by-play moments. Mike in Elizabethville. Mike, sorry to make you wait there. We just wanted to get that quick clip in, but we want to hear from you, too. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. I do appreciate your show. I like hearing the local news and things. And I try to listen to you on the TuneIn radio app as well. Working in Harrisburg, I can usually catch the last half hour of your show, and I really like it. I was going to ask, though, about the football coaches that were under Joe Paterno who are not on the current staff and where some of them have landed. Tom Bradley, I had heard he was going to go to Iowa as their defensive coordinator, and that didn't happen. So where are the other coaches at now? And I'll hang up and listen.
I actually, Mike, have seen four of them in the past week alone. So I've talked to four of them, and I know exactly what they're doing. Let's start with Tom Bradley. Tom Bradley is going to be working. He works in local radio in Pittsburgh. He's on 970 AM in Pittsburgh. He does a show there every day. He also is going to become the analyst for CBS Sports Network, and he has a dozen games lined up as the analyst for CBS Sports Network next season, most of them in Conference USA, including the Conference USA Championship game. And Tom is also going to be doing a game at Bucknell next season as part of the CBS Sports Network package. Kermit Buggs, safeties coach. I saw Kermit yesterday. Kermit told me that he is going to do some part-time work with John Allen, helping out as defensive coordinator, loosely put with Lock Haven. I think a lot of people heard that Kermit was going to be defensive coordinator at Lock Haven, working for John Allen. Actually, he told me he's just going to help out a couple days a week with him, just to keep his hand in it. And that is what he has planned in the immediate future. Galen Hall is probably going to have a quiet fall. He's been trying to work on something with a recruiting service that probably is going to be pushed back for a year. He and I have talked a couple of different times about that. So Galen right now is going back and forth between Orlando and here. He and Elaine have been doing that, and I saw Galen the other day. And the idea of what they're doing, it's hooked in with Barry Switzer and a couple of others. The plan is to push them back 1 year on that. Bill Kenny was kidding around with me that right now he's more of a house husband, but still, Bill wouldn't mind keeping his hand into Penn State a little bit longer, only because if he were, he'd get to 25 years, and that makes a big difference when it comes to not just your pension, but the fact that you get full health benefits. But Bill right now is not working. But he was in a great mood and in great spirits in how he was doing. Jay is doing a lot of personal appearances on behalf of his family. He still writes a column for statecollege.com. And I know that he's done a lot of work with Spurs. He's and Johnson are doing. They're still with. And Ron told me something interesting. Because it is an all-new system, terminology is so different and different things they want to do too, along with Larry to this point. So that's
not going to find a better answer anywhere else.
Hey, she does a great job, and she is next with We Are Your News and Information Station 24-7 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola and buenos dias.
I didn't realize you were multilingual.
Huh?
Exactly. That's what I said when he started the show. Huh? What did he say?
What, the part where I praised you?
No, the multilingual part.
Oh.
I'm only singularly lingual.
Yes, we'll get this down to as many monosyllabic words as possible just with you in mind.
Oh, thank you very
much.
Our
number, 1-800-795-9565. Jason Dombach, State College Spikes on Minor League Baseball Tuesday, but also a special guest on Tuesday as well that we've lined up and looking forward to. We'll keep the mystery alive. Wednesday, we'll have Guy Gadowski, the Penn State ice hockey coach, because they've released their first schedule. We are at the Chateau. Jack Hamm affectionately refers to it as the Chateau. He loves it here. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And our Friday sponsor. And coming on a Memorial Day weekend, are these people savvy or what? Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. No surprise whatsoever to this veteran campaigner. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. It's 1-800-795-9565. Now, see why, when I talk about why I love the calls, look what Mike did when he called in from Elizabethtown. I mean, fabulous. Great question. Nobody's asked that question. It's the first time I've had that question posed to me about
really?
What the other assistant coaches are doing. Yep.
All the things you've done, that's the first time. Wow.
And the irony is I've seen four of them and talked to them personally in the last 8 days. And then Dick I see all the time on Sunday. And Jay I've seen several times since, although I haven't seen Jay, I think, in 3 weeks. We've texted a couple times. But, yeah. And then Monday's show, which we'll play another excerpt here coming up out of the next break, will be twists and turns along the way. Some great stories that he tells, but also some things I think many people may not have known about. Joe in his own words. But there's also some added in there, too, from other individuals and other moments in Penn State history that bring even more intrigue to it. At least I thought so when I put it together. Our number 1-800-795-9565.
It's really up to the listener, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. The PIAA basketball championship going back, as you heard this morning with Mark Lawrence and On the Mark, the PIAA basketball championship going back to the Giant Center in Hershey. It is a 4-year deal, and they'll save actually a lot of money by putting it there. Hate to say dollars and cents comes into it, but dollars and cents absolutely does come into this.
Yeah,
it does come into play.
It'll save a lot of money. The only problem I have with the way things were done is I guess they ended up bidding on it twice.
Right.
And because the way they bid on it twice, the Giant Center actually didn't originally bid on both events and then decided to bid on both events the second time around. At least that's the way I understood it, unless I misunderstood the way things were explained.
Right. Well, in the end, they get it for 4 years. Now, they loved the Jordan Center. They loved the feel of it. They loved how it was put together, the professionalism of the staff, the fact that they gave it. You know, we've had Bob Lombardi on this show twice now. Twice we've had Bob on the show. And each time he commented about how the it made the athletes feel there like they were in a big time situation. Now, they've been very disappointed with the attendance here, but you can't control that. It all depends on who is in the tournament. I mean, that's the determining factor. And bottom line is, the more charter schools that you have make it, the fewer fans you're going to have. I mean, there are more people right now in the WKOK world headquarters than there are at some charter schools.
Don't even get me started on charter schools and private schools and how they fit in the PIAA. That's a whole different. Right, that's going to be a whole show right there.
Right. That's a different topic for whatever. I'm saying, though, for attendance, when charter schools make it, you're not going to get many fans there. There aren't charter schools that have 3,000 students in them.
That's true.
Charter schools have, what, 30 to 60?
That's 20? Right.
Yeah, I mean, the entire school showed up. Great. And they took up three rows. Okay. That's good.
Here are the 11 kids on the team and the other five students that are in the school.
Right. And that's part of the issue. And some charter schools have become really, really good at playing basketball. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's why you see them here. And that you'll run into the same thing. You know, the fact that the one thing that Hershey brings to the table over the Jordan Center is that while we talk about a centralized location, which the Jordan Center absolutely is, and Bob, as you heard on the show, has talked about having a spring sports festival maybe here at Penn State. They have to have it voted upon and pushed forward, but between softball and volleyball and baseball, because of the softball, baseball thing and volleyball thing, they love having here. The only thing they wouldn't bring here would be track. They love having it at Chivinsburg. But the basketball part, they were disappointed in the attendance. Well, the one thing that you'll see in Hershey is, in terms of maybe getting a few more people out, is take, for example, the championship game between Lower Merion and Chester. Well, they're both from the southeastern part of the state. In fact, Lower Merion, they had to play their semifinal at Baldy Galeria at Wingate, which is 15 miles from State College. They played Erie Cathedral Prep and then went back. You know, they won, went back, and then came back to the Jordan Center. And having the PIAAs is a plus for restaurants. It is not a plus for hotels unless they change the format to a Final Four. Now, wrestling brings with it hotels and restaurants. Reason being, it's not a one-day tournament. When you have basketball, it may be over 2 days, but they're 8 one-game events. You come in, you play your game, you go get a bite to eat over at the tavern, drive home. Or you're playing at night, come in, get a bite to eat at the tavern, go to the game, then go home. You don't stay at the Marriott. You don't stay at the Hampton Inn. You don't stay at the Best Western. You don't stay at the Hilton Garden Inn, Penn State, or anything, because you're one and done, in and out, win or lose. Same thing with the PIAA softball and baseball championships. Wrestling, though, brings with it, because it's a couple of days, greater opportunity to get an economic impact on an area. Football is the same way, one and done. Soccer, one and done. But wrestling's the one that carries over. So there's not quite the economic impact for an area in terms of bidding on it as compared to, say, wrestling. And that's fine. Yeah, and Hershey will do a great job with it. But Penn State did a great job with it. They really did. And they know it. The PIAA is the first to tell you. But financially, the financials will work out better for the PIAA. It'll cut costs down. It'll work out well. And the Giant Center is a beautiful facility. If they had taken this thing back to Hershey Park Arena and said, hey, this is where Wilt scored 100 points, I'd say, are you nuts?
I've been in that arena. I'm in no hurry to go back.
Oh, I've done games in that arena. I've done several games in the Hershey Park Arena.
Although I will say one thing about that particular arena. There are some of the best hidden staircases ever. Because I was actually working Matt's side for the finals, actually here on WKOK. So there's Steve Williams and Phil Lockoff upstairs from about 800 miles away with binoculars calling the match. I have to weave my way down in what I like to call the bowels of the center of the Hershey Park Stadium stairways that are just about as wide as 2 feet can get and no railing. Right. Those are some of the scary places that nobody sees.
Well, the funny thing is I've never been in the Giant Center.
Really?
I haven't had a reason to go to the Giant Center.
Well, that's a good point.
What reason have I had?
We need to go see hockey then.
Well, I mean, I saw hockey in the Hershey Park Arena. You know, I've seen hockey. I saw the Bears there, and I saw an exhibition game between the Washington Capitals and the Hartford Whalers many years ago. There, it's fun, and they have great hockey crowds down there. Great hockey crowds. It's a great hockey state. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Love to hear from you. So our best questions and comments come from you. When you're driving the show, we're going in the right direction. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. And don't forget, on Monday, Joe in his own words will have that for you.
You know, caller mentioned earlier different ways that you can listen. He listens on TuneIn Radio every once in a while. That's a very effective way to do it on your smartphone. So if you don't have the TuneIn Radio app, go ahead and get that, and then you punch in WKOK, and you can listen to it anytime, anywhere, mobily. Also, another way to listen to the program in its entirety is go to stevejonesshow.com, and you can go to the Daily Archive. Every hour is archived for podcast or Android Cast, I guess, would be the way to put it.
For legal purposes. Now, what did he say?
That's right. What was it he said again?
What did he say? Now, the boys in legal would like to have an archive. What? The boys in legal.
It's really strange, though, that they put a disclaimer on the front of it on the pre-roll that has the thoughts and opinions of Kevin Hearn, not necessarily that of the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. We're not worried about Steve Jones. I don't quite understand that.
What don't you understand about that?
They don't seem to be worried about what you say, but they're worried about what I say in that message. I don't get it.
And what don't you get about that?
I don't think I'm going to be covered. Look, I think that's the problem.
Look, in order to make your NASCAR argument, your IndyCar argument the other day,
right?
It was like watching somebody with a baby seal in a club. What were you doing? What were you doing?
I stick behind a message from one of our Facebook friends that said, you're getting me interested in watching the Indy 500 this weekend.
Sincerely, Michael Andretti. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Look, I watch the Indianapolis 500 every year. Every year. And I think it's a great race. I also will probably take a couple of hours and check out the 600 for NASCAR.
I will do that as well.
That's, you indicated it's...
No, I won't do it as passionately.
Subpar racing.
I don't think I said subpar racing. I said not as good. That doesn't necessarily mean subpar. Subpar makes it sound like it's secondary. I said IndyCar's better. That doesn't mean that I think NASCAR is awful. So you're making it sound like I think NASCAR is garbage and it shouldn't actually be driven anywhere. That's not it. That's not the truth. I think IndyCar is better because I think the IndyCar drivers have to have a little more skill without touching the other driver. That's the point I was making the last few days.
That's not what you said off the air. Our number, 1-800-795-9565.
What I say off the air is not necessarily that of the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
1-800-795-9565. It's an open line Friday. Two guests on Tuesday. Another guest coming up on Wednesday next week. Steve Jones Show, including Elio Castroneves. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Well, let's go back to the phones at 1-800-795-9565 as we lounge here at the Chateau on a beautiful Friday afternoon before the Memorial Day weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines. Is it a Kevin Hurst supporter? I don't know. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jeff from Salem's Grove.
Jeff, how are you today? Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm fan-frickin-tastic. I'm smoking a turkey in my smoker.
I love it. What time are we invited over, my man?
Come on over after the show, man. It'll be done, yeah. We could have some I got turkey and taters. And, I'm with Kevin on the Indy car.
You are?
Oh, you know, the cars are sexier, man. Look at them, the way they go, man.
They are sleek, and they are fast. You were talking about turning laps at 225, 226.
I know. You make a right-hand turn, too.
Well,
sometimes,
on some courses, on some courses, yes. But on at Indy, no, it better be all left turns. I mean, even when they take the car and bring it to Gasoline Alley for the day, even that's a left turn.
That's a good point.
I know. They make right turns, though. NASCAR don't.
There's only one time a year that they do. You're right. There's only one time a year that they turn right, and that's because they go the opposite direction at Watkins Glen.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you know, ever since I was growing up, my dream car was the Mach 5 Speed Racer.
Right.
I think I just found bump music for the next break.
So now you are convinced that Kevin is on to something. That IndyCar racing is superior to NASCAR.
Oh, I know that Kevin knows.
I like the way this conversation's going right now. You know, this is
Jeff,
good.
Jeff, I'm starting to get a little frightened here.
Yeah. I also like the sprint boat races and motorboat races, too. I mean, you go 300 miles an hour across the pond in a 2,000-pound vehicle. Anything could happen.
That's amazing. That is amazing. No doubt about that. hey, thanks so much, Jeff. Great to hear from you in Sealands Grove. Great call.
Bet.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. We go from Sealands Grove to Winfield. Hi, Billy. Thanks for waiting. You're on WKOK.
Hey, Steve. Greg. Glad to talk to you. Just had one to pick your brain a minute. With all the changes that have come down in the NFL, the way Goodell is running things and protection of quarterbacks. I know we've seen, in the history of football, college football, NFL, sometimes the NFL influences the way the colleges are doing things. Sometimes it goes in the reverse,
right,
the way we're seeing some of the, Wildcat stuff coming back. I'm wondering what you think, what the impact of this, the stuff they're doing with the protection and the padding and even the stuff Goodell said after the owners' meeting about padding. How's this going to affect college football?
Well, the padding part may very well affect college football, because I can tell you right now, even though they're supposed to, so many college players I see, Billy, do not wear thigh and knee pads. I see it in practice all the time, and all of a sudden, I have a contusion. Well, no kidding, you have a contusion. You're not wearing a pad. But those at the, quote, skill positions, wideouts, DBs, like to feel loose and free, and they don't want to feel like they're being, quote, weighed down by extra pads. I think what the NFL's doing will work its way to college football. And you're right. There seems to be a trickle-down effect. Even something as simple as the kickoff. Notice where the kickoff is going to be in college football this year, exactly where it is in the NFL at the 35-yard line. So I think you'll see a trickle-down on that. I think what the colleges do with concussions and what they've been doing in terms of the helmets that bought, especially here at Penn State, they bought the Shuts. And we're going to have somebody on from Shut Corporation to talk about their helmet. But they're trying to do more. Avoiding concussions is difficult. At least they feel with helmet design they're doing a little bit more. They wear those here at Penn State. And also the doctors here at Penn State have gone to great lengths with concussion tests, baseline tests, and endurance tests to then see how you react once you've had a concussion. There's so much more research that's been done on that that has made all that better. When it comes to the pads that you're talking about, I can see exactly that happening in college football, where they sit there and say the NFL's doing it, we need to do it too.
And how about the calls? As far as, you know, in the last couple of years, we've seen a lot more calls on hard hits to the quarterback and to receivers and that kind of thing. Is that going that direction as well, that it's going to come more to college, or is it already there?
I think it's already there, Billy, and here's the reason why. Look who the head of officiating is in the Big Ten. It's Bill Carollo. Bill Carollo, for many, many years, was a referee in the National Football League. Actually, was one of the better ones, I thought. And we're trying to get Bill, by the way, on the show to talk about what they do with assignments and how he reviews and so forth, a lot of other issues. But Bill Carollo, as head of officiating in the Big Ten, brings with him an NFL background and an NFL influence. So you're absolutely right. You're seeing that happen on this level.
Hey, enjoy the show. Glad to have you on WKOK.
I'm thrilled to be here, Billy, and it's great to hear from you. You added a lot.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. 800-795-9565. Come back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, located on Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Back with more after this.
Ghosty Racer, Ghosty Racer, Ghosty Racer, go!
Obviously, back to your youth.
No, I'm sorry. That's a little before my youth, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just a few.
That's a shame. Yeah. Our number, 1-800-795-9565.
Did love the car, though. Have to admit. Got to agree with Jeff. Did love the car.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Top of the hour, CBS News, then Sarah Bartlett. It is Memorial Day weekend in the Susquehanna Valley.